Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What did you just tell me? The Jets are moving somebody else? What's the deal?
Not moving, but Kurt Benkert, former NFL quarterback, is saying he's hearing that they have multiple offers now for Breece Hall. The Jets do.
Wow. They argue.
Why would you keep him at this point?
No, there's no. And if I'm Breece, I want out. If I'm Breece, I want out. Like if I'm a guy that can play – and I know this is not going anywhere. What are you wasting your career with? Go play somewhere else, man. If I'm Breece Hall, I want out. I'm with him. We'll see what happens there. All right, got to take some of your phone calls. What's the position that you want us to make a move on? And again, Mark and I think we agree on this. We don't believe that's happening today. We do not think that they're going to do anything. But I also think you have somewhat of a desperate situation. I don't think we're the Jets. Don't misunderstand me here. But I do think you have elements, like Mark said, to get your football team better. You can go get a linebacker. Hell, the Cowboys went and got a linebacker today. The Bengals linebacker that was complaining about playing time. They're trying to stockpile guys, add some depth. I don't know if any of these guys are difference makers, but if you're going to tell me there's some areas that we don't need help with, I would disagree. And that may be the thing that might hold us back. Let's talk to Kyle in Kennesaw. Kyle, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, man. How you guys doing? Appreciate the call.
Yeah, man.
I think at this point, just from moving on, I think it's time we move on from this coaching staff for sure. Like, I don't know what more we're waiting to see from this, from Raw and the team. It's the same old story, other than just maybe somehow we just get lucky and it all starts syncing up. But I remember a quote, I don't remember where I heard it from, but luck is where opportunity and preparation meet.
Yep.
And those two words are solely on coaching. Giving our players the opportunity and preparing them to be in those situations. These legacy teams, the Bills, Kansas City Chiefs, they don't just get lucky. They're coached well, they're prepared, and they're given the opportunity. And I just haven't seen that from the Falcons in a long time, more so with this staff. And I think it's time they need to go. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Can I just say one thing about Sunday? Like, there was a lot of good that came out of Sunday, whether you want to see it or not.
Whoa, what?
There was a lot of good that came out of Sunday, whether you want to believe that or not.
What'd you just say?
There was a lot of good that came out of Sunday, whether you'd like to acknowledge and see that or not.
Explain.
So, first of all, you hung for 60 minutes one of the best teams in the league this year. Okay? That's number one. Number two, you didn't lose because you had a bad game plan. You didn't lose because... You didn't lose because you executed on the whole poorly. Two plays really changed the outcome of the game, the idiot kicker being one, and the bad snap.
He's not here anymore. Stop insulting him. He's done. He's gone.
They're all idiot kickers. Trust me. And the snap really, those two things sort of changed the trajectory and outcome of the, or possible outcome of the game. I'm not saying if he makes it, it's 24-24, the Falcons definitively win it, but at the end of the day, like, you didn't lose on Sunday because of coaching. You didn't. I know people want to default to that and jump right on it, but in reality, if you remove emotion from it and you watch the game and you see how it played out, you didn't lose because of coaching. It was a design to not directly run the ball at the toughest run defense in the league. It was by design that Bijan only got, what, 5 or 8 carries, whatever it was, or 4 and 5 in the first half, 3
yeah.
and 6.
Yeah.
That was all the game plan. And to an extent, it worked. Now, your defense couldn't get off the field on third down. You couldn't convert. Is there a mix of coaching and execution? Yeah, but that happens in every game to every team, right? When you don't make third downs, it's a combination of a whole bunch of things. I know, again, I'm the first person to jump on this coaching staff when they do wrong and you know, let them know that I think that they have done things wrong, but I don't think that was the case on Sunday. I genuinely don't. You got beat by a better team. You hung with a better team. You won a lot of statistical categories that are supposed to win you a football game. And when you outsack a team by 5 and you win a turnover battle by 2, the last 64 iterations that a team has done that, they've won it, and the Falcons are the first team not to.
What is that?
I don't have good answers for you.
Well, that's what we're saying. When you say this team did a lot of good.
There was a lot of good.
You just mentioned it.
You played complimentary football. Your defense gets you back in the game, gives you opportunities to go down the field, score. You held that team to 3 points in the second half.
That's my point, Geno. 6 sacks. 6. Strip sack. I mean, all the things that we've been clamoring for. You get in this game, but yet you can't find a way to pull it out. Let me say this. You're saying it wasn't coaching. All I'm going to say is you play to win the game.
You play to win the game.
I don't care about any of this other stuff. You're not necessarily wrong, but can I tell you, after 2.5 weeks of what we just saw and then the third week culminating with what this loss looked like, Falcon fans don't give a damn.
You're right. And that's the problem. They have no equity. This coaching staff, this organization has no cachet with the fan base, and I understand that. And if I just want to look at this week in a vacuum, there is a lot of positive that came out of it.
But we didn't win the game.
On the whole, nothing is positive when you've lost 3 straight and you're 3-5.
That's the thing. That's the thing. Do I love what Drake did? Yes. But I also love what Drake said after the game. Bro, I don't care about all that. We lost. Because he's right. What is his boys going to do? They're going to call him and, yeah, I know y'all lost, but, man, you went off. Okay, so who cares? That's like those empty points, Luka, when he scores 50 and they lose. Who cares? 404-726-0929. Gabe in East Atlanta. Gabe, welcome in. Hey, man.
Hey, man, what's going on? Look, I appreciate Zeno's 100 Stats of the Losers questions, because I do listen to the presses.
I don't believe that, for the record. Only the coach does.
So I want to caveat. So the game plan was the game plan, but it failed because we had an opportunity after, you know, who remains nameless, missed the kick. We had a chance. Before the 2-minute warning, we had the ball and 2 timeouts. We were on the plus side of the 2-minute warning, and we didn't run the ball. And that's a problem. Like, I get there, the greatest run defense right now, but we can't abandon it. Like, the Cowboys last night were down 24-7 going into the third quarter, and they opened up with a run. Mm-hmm. We have abandoned it over the last 3 games, and that's a problem. And, you know, I think it's because we have the Tyler Perry of offensive coordinators. He has, like, all this talent, and then he has our team looking like Taraji P. Henson and Straw. It's terrible. Like, we got to get rid of Zach because it's not growing. There's no development. He hit a wall last year, and nothing changed. And so we keep throwing stuff at the wall, and the only thing that's sticking is poop.
Lots of it. Thank you so much, Gabe. East Atlanta, stand up. We can't agree on that, right? We can't agree on this offense. It's
not reaching its potential.
It's
I'll agree on
not.
That.
It is
I mean,
not.
That is on the macro, that is a fair statement to say. If you want to put it all on Zach Robinson, sure. I don't necessarily have an issue with that. Also, another individual hasn't built up a lot of equity and cachet with the fan base. So I get that. There are certainly some flaws. I think it's fair to say, and I think Zach Robinson would admit it, there are some areas where they've come up short offensively on a repeated basis, and some of that is game plan and scheme. I know it's as simple to say as put the ball in your best player's hands, and I think they do that pretty regularly when it comes to Bijan and Drake. Like, but still, for whatever reason, it's not enough, and they have to close that gap. to win more games, they're going to have to close that gap.
They're going to have to close that gap. What did you ask?
No, I'm not doing it again.
No. I'm asking about the OC. What did you ask Zach Robinson?
Well, I don't have any interaction with him because I don't get up there on Wednesdays due to my schedule when he speaks. But you know, I trust that him
but
and
Rob
are in lockstep. They're in lockstep about where the offense is, and
they are in lockstep.
Yeah, I don't. He's never going to throw his OC under the bus, and clearly, the whole organization felt like he was still the guy to run this thing this year, even though they fired their defensive coordinator. But again,
well, last year defense was the issue.
Yeah,
right. And you fixed that, mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden the spotlight is on the other side of the football. That is what has happened with Zach. Last year there was no spotlight, mainly because through 9 games
you were 6-3.
You had a 13-year veteran playing quarterback,
and you were playing well, and everything was clicking.
So there was no spotlight. Defense was the issue. Flip the script. This year the defense is fixed, and all of a sudden you said it, I said it, everybody's saying it. Gabe said it in East Atlanta. This offense is not living up to its potential.
I think it's safe to say that no matter what happens with the rest of this year, that there will be somebody different calling plays next year.
You believe
regardless
that.
Of the rest of the staff.
You believe that.
Either this whole staff is gone and you're getting somebody new, or if they retain everybody, I don't think you can run this back a third year in a row, especially when you have put all your eggs in the Michael Penix basket, expecting him to be better and more developed. The inconsistency in the games, the inconsistency in his performance has got to get fixed, and it's got to get fixed fast, because if Michael Penix ain't the answer, guess what? You're starting all over from scratch again.
No, sir.
He has to be the answer. There is no other alternative. There's nobody coming else in to save this franchise from a quarterback perspective. That's got to be the guy for the next 7 to 10 years. And if it's not, well, then we have real problems, real problems. So whatever you need to do to make sure that the 8th overall draft pick that you took, even after you signed the guy, don't want to go back and rehash that argument, but what was a very bad decision now then is now starting to come home to roost from the standpoint of everything is in this basket, and it's got to get right, and it's got to get fixed. There's no other alternative.
Larry in the truck, appreciate you listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, what's on your mind?
We need to be fixed for the last 7 to 8 years. And saying it's not a coaching problem, I'm sorry, Zeno. That's probably the most.
I didn't say it wasn't a coaching problem. I said,
tell him, Larry.
I said what I said was you didn't lose this last game because of coaching. That's what I said.
And I said how?
Oh, you did, because you still had the same kicker you had for the last 3 weeks.
That's not a coaching problem. That's a GM problem.
No, it all goes back to the head coach, Zeno. You still had the same offensive coordinator. You still had the same kicker. And you're still doing the same thing you did last year and the year before that and the last 5 years. You need – it is coaching. It's coaching. It's got to change. I'm sorry.
Don't be, Larry.
I'll say it again. The kicking issues that have been systemic for the last year and a half are the GM's problem. And that's the person who needs to fix it.
Okay. I got a question, though. I got a question. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, we will get to 4th and 1. We'll fill you in on the latest trades that have happened, and there are a bunch of big names moving around the NFL. Trade deadline today at 4 o'clock. Dave Arch is going to join us as well, coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Looking forward to Arch and his perspective, not only on the last game, but some of the things we've been discussing as we get ready for the game against Indy. Doesn't the coach watch the special teams practice? How is it not on the coach?
Because there's only one kicker on the roster.
Doesn't he witness what the kicker does when the special teams goes out there and they go, field goal? Is he not watching? Here's where I'm going. I do agree with you about Terry Fontenot and the scouting staff and knowing what you've got. Also, the coach is witnessing what guys are doing. They saw Ku kicking in the offseason. They saw him in OTAs. They saw him at mini camp. They saw him at
training
camp.
They saw him for the last 3 years in a downtrend.
So you can't tell me that the coach doesn't have any say-so. At some point, you got to go, that don't look right. We might need to get some other kickers in here. You have to be aware of these things. That is what Larry and
– listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The truck believes that is what I believe. That is why I can't dissolve Ra of all of this and say it's on the GM or the front office. As a coach, you're going, special teams, let's kick some field goals. You are watching. And when you see a guy, damn, that didn't look good. Well, he missed another one. Zeno, I gotta talk to my guy. I got to go to my GM and say, hey, look, I don't know if this is going to continue, but we might want to bring in some guys. We didn't do that.
Correct.
We waited.
You're right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee.
Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.